It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Mesa County's health department says a dozen churches there have active COVID-19 outbreaks, accounting for 104 cases so far. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
Inconsistent mask wearing and choirs may be contributing to the spread, according to Mesa County Public Health. Executive Director Jeff Coor says part of the issue is that churches bring people together for much more than just worship services.
Dinners, Bible studies, youth groups. You know, it isn't just come on in on Sunday, folks, and that's it. It's many more days of the week that, you know, that risk for exposure is there.
But Coor says it's important to keep churches open and that his agency is committed to working with them. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Governor Polis says higher education workers will not be prioritized for COVID-19 vaccines at the same level as primary and secondary education teachers. Alex Wolf Root, an adjunct professor at the University of Colorado Boulder, says there are people already working on college campuses who need protection now.
Our frontline workers, those cleaning the facilities, those keeping campus physically safe, those cooking and dining workers, those residential assistants and other housing workers.
Most people working on college campuses will be eligible in the summer when the state expects the general public will have access to the vaccine. Colorado's Labor Department has again started to give money to people who have been affected by the pandemic. It's part of the first phase of federal extended benefits, which expired in December. The state says about 230,000 people are included in the rollout. $216 million has been paid out since last Saturday. The department says it's working through a flood of calls to its helpline and a backlog of potentially fraudulent claims. It's going to be mostly sunny along the Front Range today. There is snow this weekend in Colorado's mountains. This is CPR News.